and then Bezit, and hopefully we'll start particularly Schabit as well. The first thing I wanted to begin with is there is a Magen Avraham in Simin Tov Ayin Bey Sifkot and Hey B'Shem the Trumas Adeshin Simin Reish Mem Hey that Paskins Lagabi Achilus Morer. If you eat a Morer Sholem, you are not Yotzei Chavaso Midin Birya. Birya and Mitzvahs, would that work? We discussed Birya and Yisurim, Birya and Hukos Brachas. What about Birya and Mitzvahs? So here the Magen Avraham writes, B'Shem the Trumas Adeshin, if you eat a Morer Sholem, you would not be Yotzei through the mechanics of Birya. Because you're not Yotzei with the Shroshim, he says, the roots. And if you look in the Gilyon Rabbi Kiveger there on the Shulchan Aruch, he asks on him, from the Din Birya, which is stated by an Oph Tomei, that even though there's Atzomis there, it's still considered to be Birya. And if you eat the whole thing, it should be Yotzei's Birya. That's what the Rabbi Kiveger asks on the Magen Avraham. So it could be, Lamaisa, that you could distinguish between the Din Birya B'Yisurim from the Din Birya we said in Hilchos Brachos. By Yisuri Taira, Hein Begadol, Hein Bekatan, as some Rishonim formulate. But by Brachos, it's not Shayech, this reasoning, unless you have Chashivas. If there's a Chashivas, then there's a Chiyuv Brach Achroni. You don't need the Shir. Efshel Yashev, also by Morer, Lamaisa, you also would need Chashivas Abirya. Since roots are not Chashiv, like a Yerek, Memeila, you would not be able to say the Din Birya. Perhaps though what you can suggest, Lamaisa, to distinguish, just like there's a Sfardim Mechalik between Brachas, I don't think we said it yesterday, in Isurim, that's the Sfar we want to suggest. So Hu Adin Nami, we could suggest the Sfar a difference between Mitzvahs, Lamaisa, and the concept of Isurim. Just like you Mechalik in Brachas and Isurim, you could also be Mechalik between. And this is what the Tfer Tzvi in Yordea Simen Mem Ches wants to say. So maybe you could say a similar svar. Yes, Yaakov, what do you say? If you require neshama, then lemaisa you wouldn't have that whole discussion that we had, you know, in Hilchos Brachos.
Right,
you understand what I'm saying? So, once you move out of the realm of Isurim, you might not require that concept of neshama. That's clear because of the whole shaila we had yesterday with the Bracha Achrona, there's no neshama there. In Isurim we do. In Isurim we do. But just because we extend it outside, Lamaisa, those cases known as Shoma. Okay?
And also, where is this Magen Avraham?
Magen Avraham is in Tuf Ayin Bey Sifkot and Hay. Okay? Tuf Ayin Bey Sifkot and Hay. Bilchus Pesach. Okay. All right. That's the first Mahalach I wanted to mention. Secondly, I wanted to point out the following, and that is that there is a very interesting concept. We were just talking about neshama, and if you paskin like neshama, that you need neshama. So, what type of neshama do you need? Do you need a neshama that you be chayv on Shabbos for it or not? So, there I gave you the Tyson Shabbos on Yud Beis and Aleph in a situation of, let's say, of a lice. If you kill a lice on Shabbos, you chayv in tilus neshama. So Rabbeinu Tam says you chayv because it's considered to be a birya, and the Rimer Alainish, Rabbi Yaakov Mir Alainish says your potek is not a din birya. So it could very well be that maybe you don't need lamaisa a birias neshama that you chayv Allah of the Shabbos because these types of bugs lamaisa in Hilchos Birya and Taruvis. Really doesn't make any difference what kind of bug. So even if you wouldn't be chayv on Shabbos, lamaisa still would be considered to be what? Would still be considered to be a din of would be still considered to be a fulfilling the requirement of the Shama, and that would be the din Hilchos Beri in Taruvis. So it could be that the Kreis you place in Sifkat and Dalet says you could be toiler this based on a machlekes in the Rishonim. Rather, you need to have a birya that on Shabbos would you be chayiv or not? That's what he wants to say. Maybe it's totally in a machlekes Rishonim between the Rambam and the Rashba. Halacha lamaisa. The Rambam writes that beya that has an afroch is a birya. Pira gimel halacha chesanuchos machalas asuris. And the Rashba says in the Tshuva Chelek Aleph Siman Mem Zayin that this is not called a birya's neshama. So it's not considered to be a birya. So maybe that might be the machlekes in Rishonim. But this brings us to where I wanted you to see the machlekes Ravid and the Ramban. The Rashba and Sadi Zayin and Beis Dir Maskel Liftel. What was the Dibra Maskel that we? It wasn't Dir Maskel Liftel. What was it?
Amar
and Sadi Zayin and Beis points out a machlekes between the Ravid and the Ramban, whether Beis Of Tame, an egg of a Beis Of Tame, is considered to be what, a birya or not. The Rashba, the Ravid quote in the Rashba says it is a birya, and then the Rashba quotes the Ramban that it's not a birya. It's like a chita, shein ba birya's neshama. So that's interesting, Lamaisa, if you assume that we said that there's a requirement of a neshama, so therefore, the halacha is that there's a big machlekes Rishonim, whether you would say a beitzas of tame, beitzas of tame, is that considered to be a birya or not? Now, this brings us to the following of the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, which I want you to get, Lamaisa. We said that a neveila is not considered to be a birya because it's not asur mitchilas briyaso. And we said this legabe bitl taruvis as well. The Chaber said it. Neveilas, it's not considered to be birya. So Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Mishnayos in Chulin and Dafyud Gimel Amud Aleph points out that, okay, I understand that there's an issur neveila is not a birya because it wasn't chal on the behemim tchilas biryasov. It was only when it was dead. However, I don't know if you guys learned it this year, but we learned it in shir. There is an isser eina zavuach, an isser esek. There is an isser eina zavuach. Okay? The Gemara has a din in chul and testament al behemim b'chayev isser omedes. Doesn't say what the isser is. Rashi says evi minachai. And Tosis in Shuas and in Beya says it's referring to an Isser Eina Zavuach. Okay? That's the Shitas at Tosis. That there's an Isser essay called Zavachta Vachalta. It's an Isser essay that Lamaisa, an Isser, it's an Isser, yeah, you can bring it over there. Yeah, thank you. It's an Isser essay, and that's what it means, Bechem and Mechai, the Isser Omedes. Is it a Remenachai or is it Isser essay? So it's interesting. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes on the Mishnayos and his parish on the Mishnayos, he says, I don't understand. And a behemoth has an Isser in Zavuch, an Isser essay, from the beginning of its life, if you hold like the Taisvus. And when the Gemara says that if you eat a Tzipur Tohira after it's dead, you're Chayva Kezayis, that's Linin Malkus. Because there's no Malkus on the Isser essay in Zavuch. But like Abbe Bild Taruvis, he says, I understand that Din Birya came later in the animal's life. But there was an Isra'in and Zavuach Yehuda from the very outset. So if you require Isra'in Mitchilas Briyasol, what about Isra'in and Zavuach if you hold like Taisa? If you hold like Rashi, Rashi denies there's an Isra'in and Zavuach. So that's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger says even further. He says, and don't tell me that Legabi and Isra essay, there's no such din of Birya Lo Betela. There's no such din of Birya Lo Betela because you need the Chashivis of Malkus, Lamaisa, and you need the Mechashivis of Malkus. You need the Cheshivis of Malkus. Why? Because Reb Shimon, and I want you to get this, Reb Shimon the Tana holds that Achita, Yerchayev Alts Malkus, and what did Tosis ask by a Ksadi Vavam after Baskamai Tami? He blied by Akasha. We didn't say it yesterday. What did Tosis ask? He said, according to Reb Shimon, how do you ever find Bittel by Orlin Kilai Kerem? That it should be bottled on 100 or 200, Reb Shimon holds you locum, he didn't bury it with a kol shu. Right? And therefore, there should be no what? And you see that Reb Shimon holds Bechreach. He doesn't hold L'maisa. He doesn't hold the din of Birya, because L'shitaser or Yechayev L'maisa, even if it's not a Birya. For example, what did the Gemara say in Makkah, on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph Beferish? What did Reb Shimon say, L'didi? L'didi Yechayev, even if it's Kemach. Reb Shimon, guys, this is what I want to bring out, doesn't hold to this notion of Birya L'batel. He holds there's no Shir of a Kazayas, basically. And a Kol Shu Yechayev. A Kemach is not a Dover Chashev. It's not a Birya. Reb Shimon basically denies this concept of Birya, and he says, L'maisa, you don't need, there's no any Chashivas at all. And the Mela, you could frempertize his Kasha and say, what are you asking me whether Orlin Kilai Kerem shouldn't be Batal L'maisa? Even a small Chita, but small, that's not Al Zbirya. Happens to be L'maisa. If you eat a small share of something, even if it's less than a Zayin Shachayev, but if it's in a Taruvis, it's Batal B'Masayim, it would be Batal. That's the way Rabbi Kivager proves L'maisa that you see that the notion of birya doesn't have to be necessarily connected with malchus. Doesn't necessarily have to be connected with malchus at all. And l'maisa, you see, and that's what the Chavis Das in Sifkat and Hay here says. He says a behema that has nitrifa, a ba'od in the bet nima is considered to be birya. So the ikr tanai is l'maisa kemach kolshu, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, right? It's the Isser's Yachol Bishas Briyaso, right? And it's a din in the Chefsa. And L'maisa, you see that the only thing that's going to disqualify from the Biri is an Isser Machmas Dover Acher. So an Isser in a Zavuch, says the Chavis Das, is not going to shaf a din Hilchos Biri because not Migufo, it's Machmas Dover Acher. That's why it's not a Biri. That's why it's not considered to be a Biri. This Isser in a Zavuch doesn't make it a Biri because it's an outside Isser. It's not an Isser from the what? From the Chefsa itself. It's not an Isser from the Chefsa itself. But the bottom line is that L'maisa, Rabbi Kivager and his Agos on the Chavis Das responds back to Rabbi Kivager, to the Chavis Das, he says, this one is Avuach, is not Chaluk from the Isser Evim and Achai. It has a Heter through Shechita. They both have a commonality of Heter through Shechita. And therefore, L'maisa, therefore they're considered to be what? It's not considered to be different than Avram Min Achai, and therefore it's still considered to be a Birya since it's Asa Mitchilas Yitziraso, and L'maisa, why is an Avela not considered to be a Birya from the Isser Eina Zavuch? It should continue. And therefore Rabbi Kivager sticks to his guns and he says, he thinks it's very, very difficult why you say Nevela doesn't become a what? Doesn't become a Birya Lo B'Teilu. Because the bottom line is, don't tell me the Isser came into its inception later in its life. It was running off an Isser Evim and Achai, or an Isser Eina Zavuach, and it continues, kind of like Machzikin Mi Isser L'Isser. Isser Nevela, Rashi holds L'maisa, Isser Nevela, and the Isser Evim and Achai might be in their Yesod, the same thing. And Isser Eina Zavuach, for our purposes, also might be. And therefore, Rabbi Kivager stays strong, and he has his Kasha. But in that whole discussion, I just want you to bring out that Reb Shimon basically is denying that concept of birya. He applies it L'maisa even to Kemach. Kemach is not a din of birya. Even as a kolshu, it's considered to be a problem. So don't ask me a kasha about Orlin and Kilai Karen. Orlin and Kilai Karen is Balta because it's not Terubis. And L'maisa, we're not working with that concept L'maisa of Chashivis, of Malkus, that it has to be. That's Rabbi Kivager. Rabbi Kivager is convinced that he feels he doesn't understand why Nevela is not considered to be Birya Lo Batel, because it's running off an Isser of Avram Min Achai or an Isser in the Zavuach. Now, I just want to point out, and we won't get too involved in it, but this is a major, major discussion about Ein Isser Chal Isser. You know, Reb Shimon holds Ochel Nevela B'Yom Kippur is Pater, if you hold like Reb Shimon. And Rashi says both scenarios, it became an Avela near of Yom Kippur, and it became an Avela on Yom Kippur. If it became an Avela near of Yom Kippur, then this Yom Kippur is not Chal on the Isser Nevela. If it became an Avela on Yom Kippur, this Yom Kippur is not Chal on the Isser Avram and Achai. Okay, so Rashi has both scenarios, Halacha L'maisa. So the problem is that Tosfos and the Ritva, they all ask, if the behemoth dies on the Yom Kippur case, why don't you say Isser Avram and Achai is Paka, and then Isser Nevela and Isser Yom Kippur should come together? We know that one of the exceptions, what are the three exceptions? Ein Isser Chal Isser, Isser Kol, Isser Mosim, and Bas Achas. So the case that Rashi gives that even Yom Kippur should be a problem. because once the dies, there's no Eivir Menachas, Yom Kippur should be chal together with the din of what? With the din of Lamais, this and the veil, and this Yom Kippur should come together. So Tosis says, the Yisrael and Zavuach is always there. So Lamais, this and Zavuach is always there. That's why this Yom Kippur cannot be chal. Now, the Ritzpah holds, Tosis holds in Shavuos, that there is no Yisrael and Zavuach. Right? There is no Yisrael and Zavuach. So he says the case, it only became an avail of Yom Kippur. If it became an avail in Yom Kippur, then the two Yisrael Machal B'Basachas. But what do you do according to Rashi? Rashi said, Lomai, so the, you know, it died on Yom Kippur too as well. And Rashi also does not hold of Enet Zavuach. Right? He holds Avery Menachai when he touches Behemoth Chisro Medes. So what's the pshat Rashi? If it dies on Yom Kippur, why is Reb Shimon what? Rashi said he, Reb Shimon Poters. So one of the biurim might be, the Meiri says when it dies in Yom Kippur, the Isra Nevela is B'makom Isra Eivim Menachai. Meaning the Isra Nevela is Chal, and this Yom Kippur is not able to be Chal. What's the pshat? So the Zeri Yitzchak says that Siman Lamed Gimel, the Isra Eivim Menachai and Isra Nevela are in their Yisod the same. Eivim Menachai is when it's alive, is like Nevela, that it's taken when it's what? The Eivor is taken from Achai, it's like it's dead. So it's all considered to be the same thing. So it's no Raya that Rashi holds Mechzik and Issa Lisser, because maybe you could say this and Mechai and Issa Nevela are all the same thing. So we're saying basically Issa and Zavuach Lamaisa, you could throw in as well, even though Rashi doesn't hold of that, but we're talking in our sugya here. What I'm bringing out is that I want you to get this Rabbi Kivager's Kasha, that we assume that as a Davar Pasha, Nevela is not considered to be a Birya. And he has a big problem with it. With that Tysus, we didn't say over yesterday whether I gave it to you on Sadi Vom, off the Tysus on the bottom that flies by Akash and Reb Shimon. Okay? Why is Reb Shimon, if he holds Lamaisa, he holds that it applies to even Chita Lamaisa, then why didn't you say, how do you have Oral and Kibai Karim? So the Terence is that he doesn't really hold of Birya Lamaisa. He really holds that it's a Kolshu Yerchayiv. But if you have a mixture together, then it'll be Baltimore Messiah. But the word being is that, in fact, Rabbi Kivager does not like the Chavis Das's answer that says that the Isser of Avram and Achah, the Isser and Zavuach, is an Isser Machmas Dover Acher, which doesn't shaft the Din Birya. It's got to be a natural Isser. Rabbi Kivager says in the Chavis Das, not true, maybe it is natural. So that's what I wanted to bring out, that shtickle here. Please, let's get that. Halach Lamaisa. Yes, go ahead, Natana, what do you say? But it could be that it's like Nevela, Trevish, or Niskel, it's not a Birya. So Israel and Zavuach also is Usher on the animal, but it's coming from something else. It's the fact is that it wasn't Geshachten. Right. So that means for Hilchos Birya, that's a problem. I hear what you're saying, but this is what we want to suggest. Yeah. Okay, good. Okay, let's continue now upon this. I want to just point out a third. So that was the second mahalach. Third mahalach, just want to point out what happens if you have a fish. If you have a fish that its snanpiriv were removed, which is, I believe, is the fins. The kaskasim are the scales. So a dag tamei, says the Sifte Das and Sof Sifkat and Vav, a dag tamei that its fins are removed is still called a birya. A dog tummy. Who cares about a dog tummy, fins and scales, right? Any fish that has fins and scales is kosher anyway. But a dog tummy that only has fins and not scales, if it fell off the sanpiriv, it's no longer, it's still called a birya. Still called a birya. Okay? Makes sense, because it doesn't mean halal. It's still not kosher. It's a non-kosher fish. Okay. Also on this nakuda, I just want to mention that Eivor min Achai is a birya only by Tahorim. By Behema v'Of Tmeim, non-kosher Behema and non-kosher Behemas and Ofos, an Eivor from them would not be a birya. Because Eivor min Achai does not apply to Tmeim. The Sifte Das points that out in Sof Sifkat and Aleph. So let's go get those two Ha'aras. Now we get to the Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz. I wanted you to say, I wanted you to get about these worms or these bugs in the fruit. Okay? Very important. Let's get this. The Gracie of Placey in Sifkot and Beis says a beautiful shtickel that the worms, these small worms that are in the flower and fruit, calls man that they're not pirish lechutz, they're mutter. They're not called sheretz ha'aretz, Yehud. Okay? Now I want you guys to get this. Did you know the Rif never quotes the din of Bir Yalo Batel? The Rif, the great Rif from Fez Morocco. He never quotes the din of Bir Yalo Batel. It's amazing. He never quotes it. And he never quotes Lamaisa. He never quotes this din of Bir Yalo Batel. And also, the Rishonim that say an Aleph, that there's 1,000 Bittel, Liberia. So he's mitzarif all these things with Yonis and Eibshitz. He says, number one, the Shrutzim that grew on the Paytas, Noah, didn't crawl on the ground yet. Number two, the Rif never quotes Bir Yalo Batel. Number three, the Arishonim say in 1,000 it's Batel. In 1,000 it's Batel. Which is difficult because Lamaisa, which is difficult, Halacha Lamaisa, because the Rosh writes, there's no Bittul Liberia. Why? Because the Gemara and Daf Kufa Mid Aleph compares, and I want you to get this, the Gemara and Kufa Mid Aleph compares Bir Yashena Batel to Ru Yashena Lischabed. Everyone see that in Kufa Mid Aleph? The Gemara makes a Srichusa. So, just like we Paskin, the Rosh says, Halacha Lamaisa, we paskin chatich ruli shchavet lo batala, so we also say, and that's lo batal filo belef. So bir is lo batal filo belef either. Okay, so they're both, neither of them are batal belef. But Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz quote stands as number one, the Rif is not mitzarif, bir doesn't quote bir lo batal. Number two, the Ari Shonin says it's batal in 1,000. But he brings out another heter, which I want you to get in Sifkat and Dalit. He says they're only usher after they leave the fruit. And they're not b'chlal sheretz ha'sharetz al ha'aretz until they actually touch the ground. Until they actually touch the ground. What does the Gemara say in Chulin and Samach Zayin Amar Aleph? What does it say there? What does it say there in Samach Zayin Amar Aleph? It says over there that if you have a cucumber, right? You have a cucumber, rakishus, right? You have a kishus with a what? With a worm in it. The Gemara says in Samach Zayin Amar Aleph, right? The Gemara says, Beferish, let me read you the Gemara. You saw it, right? What does it say? Amar Shmuel. It says, Kishos, Shatlu Hitli of Yavia. Let's get every mocker. Asura Mishum Sheretz, Asheretz Alaretz. Shmuel says, a cucumber that became wormy while it's still attached to the ground. Asura Mishum Sheretz, Asheretz Alaretz. So what do you see from this? That you need creatures that actually have crept on the ground. If worms develop the fruit and they have not yet crept on the ground, they're mutter. So an attached fruit is considered like the ground. So if a cucumber became wormy while it's attached to the ground, it's usher. Because the worms that have moved around are inside are considered to be crept on the ground. But if it develop on a detached fruit, they're mutter. Right? If they only develop a detached fruit, then they're mutter. And if they detach, they'll become usher. When they emerge even from the detached fruit, there will be usher. Okay? And that's based on this, what? This pasuk of Lamaisa Sheretz al Aretz. This is how Rashi says throughout the Sugya and the Ramban and the Sefer Mitzvah Shorish Tess. Now the Rambam adds on an added Isser to Shrutzim that emerge from fruits, and that is L'chol HaSheretz HaSheretz al Aretz lo Sochlum. But that's if they get to the ground. They have to get to the ground. So Lamaisa, he says another heter. He says that it's kolzman to not sharetz al haaretz. He says the kin should not be considered to be called a birya. Amazing. Says in Shulchan Aruch, I gave it to you, pay dalet sif dalet. Says this quoted beferish in the mechaber. Everyone saw that din, right? That it's a michael talush, it's not mechub lekarka. The sharetz that's inside is the tolas, is considered to be mutter. So lemaisa, he wants to say, this is according to the Rishonim, that say the Tanai L'Shem Biri is that should be Asa Metchilas Briyasa. Right? It's not Asa Metchilas Briyasa because it wasn't crawling on the ground. According to Tosfos, though, on Yud Zayin Amar Aleph in Makis and the Rosh, in Chulin, Siman Lamed Gimel, you have that Isra of Hain Gadol, Hain Katan. So there's no heter for the Toloim, Haporshim in Aperis, Poshup Shad. So, Lamaisa, since the Shulchan Aruch says, in the crazy place, he says, we passing like these, we showing him. Tris mipnei aparanus, he writes. What's tris mipnei aparanus? A shield in front of punishment, God forbid, from the Eibishter. To melamed zchus on these people that eat these fruits with the bugs in it, the worm in it, and the flower that has it. He says, not a problem, a biri, it's bata barov. And the Prima Godin points out in Sifdidaz, Sifkon Gimel, Nafkemine, he says, the Shulchan Aruch gives the Tanai of Tchivas B'Yosso, it's not mistapik, Allah Lamaisa, and therefore that would be the Nafkemine Lamaisa. So the Chavis Das and the Tur HaEvin, not the Turi Evin, the Tur HaEvin, it's quoted by the Biskachu, I gave you the Sukkot Nauf, are Cholek and the Krasu places in the Prima Godin, and they say, Allah Lamaisa, the Iker Tanai is that it's Isir Migufo, Lafuke Nevelo Kedoyme, and the Dover Acher is Garam Lal Yasser, Meino Asser Atzmi Machmas Gufa Dover. Therefore, they claim that Toloim, even though they're not Asim Mitchilis Briyasim, since they're at Surim Be'etzim, they're considered Birya, and they argue and they are not Batal. Allah Lamaisa. And the Chavis Das brings a Raya from the Rambam, I gave him the Sefer Mitzvah, Lotase Kuf Ayin Tes, the Zel Lashono, the Rambam, Kishiyikra, Shiyisyawe, Balachayim, Bezerim, in Azroim, O Primi, Aperis, Vachar Yatzel, Over Oilim, Afal Pishu, Unoga, Beshetach, Haaretz, Inei Achlan, Chayiv, Malkas, Beferish, Rambam. Says the Chavis Das, Beferish Rambam, Halacha Lamaisa, Beferish Rambam. So this is why they're Gedolim, they were Cholik on this, Chavis Das is Cholik on this Heter of the crazy place. This is a Gedolim, Olam, the Siv is against whether you have such a Heter. Now the Mishkas Yankiv and the Chuvis, Simon Laman after Moskva Oud had a new Heter for eating the flour with the bugs. He agreed, I'll be dealing with the crazy place from the same Gemara I mentioned before. You know that Gemara there with the Tzrichusin. Did you see it? And Afkufa Meralev. The Gemara has a Tzrichusin with the Imbiri Lobatela and Chatikha Ruli Schabi Lobatela. Both of them are the same Yisod when you make a Tzrichusin. And that's if they're Omiv and Ikeris. If you don't know which Chatikha it is, Allah Lamaisa, if it's so small, it lost its Mamashis, and therefore Lamaisa, it should be Mutter. There's no Din Biria. He wants to point out that same Gemara. Please get that Gemara, Lamaisa. The Gemara has this Chiddush, Alach Lamaisa, very interesting. It has that Srichusa, let's read it now so you should know it, and it shows that it's dealing with the Chashivas. The Gemara here is on Daf Kuf, right? What did the Mishnah say on Sadi Bava Mez Gira Nasha, who she what? Shinis Basho, Frektig Marv Lippo Baruba, Frektig Gemara should be Bata Barov. What did the Gemara say? Biri is shiny. Then the Mishnah adds, "V'chaticha shel nevela kule v'tibalta beruba hanich l'man rakosh shadark l'mino shaninu." Elam achet shadark l'mino ma'ik l'meimar shani chaticha ruli yischabeg ba'al ifnei orachin utzricha diash minigid mishum biryahi avachaticha emelo diash minchaticha ba'al ruli yischabeg ba'al ifnei orachin alagid emelo tzricha. When you make a tzrichusa, they're working the same mechanics. Al pidin al tzchashivis. So mevela, if they're working al tzchashivis, you could suggest l'maisa. There's two nafkaminis we brought from that Gemara. We quoted from that Gemara. Number one, that Birya Lobatel is afil belf like a chatichu rishchabin. And number two, it's working midin chashivis, and that it's nikar. And if it's in this fruit lamaisa, then it's not nikar at all. And therefore, that's why the Mishkas Yankiv sides with the Kresu place, even though it's against other gedolim halach lamaisa. Okay. Let's just point out now the Bir Hetev that Jake and Zachy pointed out yesterday. I don't think it's in most of your Bir Hetevs, okay? But there's there were different printings of Bir Hetev. It might have been also a different Gadol. What is this case? What is this case, Lamais, of? You have it in your Zachy?
I found it in the Prima Gadol.
Okay, good. What is this case, Lamais? What is this case that we say that it's Betela? Okay, we said a be'ah sheish po afroach. We said a birya is a namala of tami gidnashev imenachai or be'ah sheish po afroach. So lamaisa, what do we assume in this case? It's considered to be a filubel flo b'teila. So he quotes a gon mufursim rav Reb Yonasan mi Prague, not to Rachman and Shmari. What's the case of a be'ah that has a chick that it's not bottle? Listen to this. If you cook it with the meat, then throw the egg out. And then the time is balta b'shishim. If you cook it with other eggs, other kosher eggs, why don't you just crack open the shells and see which one has the chick? Throw that one out, and it's balta b'shishim. And if you what, and then ask up and make scrambled eggs, and you can't be makarit, also lomaisit should be balta b'shishim. So what's going on here? You know what the case is? Where you don't do anything. That's afilu b'av lo balta until you do a maisa. And you have to break up the shells and check it out, lomaisa. But if you don't do anything, then it's afilu b'av lo balta. Just want to point out that that was what? That was the case, lomaisa, to understand that did. And you found in the Prima Gadim, Zaki? Hello? Okay.
Yeah, right. I found it in Sifte Das.
What's Sifkotten?
Sifkotten Beis.
Okay, Sifkotten Beis. Very good. Okay. Now we got it. Let's see. Let's take this a step further now. And we have to go into the what? We have to go into the Simonim in the Sif in Simon Kuf. Okay, because we got to get moving here. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? Let's get to the following, okay? Let's get to the following. I want to just also point out that the Gemara in Nazir has an Ibai Lishita that if you rip the leg off of the cockroach, is that a din? Is that a din of birya or not? So it's Ibai Lishita, and in the case of Taruvis, you know, birya lo batos drobanan, so that's why we're makel. Okay, it's a Gemara in Nazir we didn't mention. Here I have it right here. Just wanted to want you to know all the Gemaras and Shas about Birya. That Gemara we didn't mention. It's on the bottom of Nalafamez. Boy Rava had a Shiloh. Namela Shechasru Mahu. What's the din if the bug eat an ant's missing a limb? Shirim Gemiri Lava Chasr. You need to eat the whole creature as a measurement, and you didn't what? You didn't eat it. Oh, Birya Gemiri Lava Ika. Maybe it's a living creature, even if it's missing a leg. And the Gemara at the end of the day leaves it tries to prove it, then it says Diboyalach. The end of the day, it leaves it as an open question. And therefore, Lamaisa, Malchus, you would only want, only would be Chayiv for the complete creature that has all its limbs. Okay? And then and then we said, Birya Lobatlan Tarub is the Rabban, and you'd be Makel. So that's a Gemara Nazir. Nun Aleph and Beis running on to Nun Beis Amar Aleph. Okay. Yes.
So, does that mean that they're also true of, like you said, Aram and Avram and Achai? Is that that same subject? Or that does mean that Rabbi?
No. Avram and Achai is a complete arm.
So, why isn't that case Avram and Achai?
Well, you don't say Avram and Achai is only by behemoths. You don't say it by insects. No, didn't Avram and Achai by insects. Okay, very good. All right, let's go now, guys. Okay, let's get this halacha l'maisa. We just talked about the worms that are in the food. I do want to point out the shitas on this. Let's get them. The Kresu Plesi says that they'll be batal b'shishim. The Mishkanis Yankiv also said they'll be batal b'shishim. The Turei Ha'evin said that they're not batal liolam. We mentioned that. And the Achra seems to be from the Pesachei Tshuva that we should be machmir, and it's Eina B'Teila Liolam. However, the Racha Shulchan writes, you could be Mekel B'Shishim L'maisa by Baal Lechaim Arpagumim. Eina Gruim Dvarim Hama'usim Mibiria Srucha. Gam Mina Terin Nosan Tam Lefka Mutu V'Koshkein D'Rabbanan Lo Yasu Davar Saruach. So the Racha Shulchan seems to say that against the Pesachei Tshuva, that would be Baltim B'Shishim because they're pagumim anyway. They're disgusting anyway. So therefore, Lamaisa, he wants to say that Lamaisa, you know, you could be Mekel. So let's get those Shitas down. Now what about the chick, the Beis Ephraach? Is that considered to be a Birya? So the Rambam, according to the Rashba, the Beis Yosef, and the Shach, the Shach L'maisa says that it's considered to be a birya. The Shulchan Aruch said, Be'eshesh be'afrach, afilu be'elef lo batel. Okay? Even though the Shach says, Al pisvar, he doesn't think the egg should be a birya, Be'en lahakob be'es afrach. He didn't think an egg should be what? A birya. But an egg that has a chick, L'maisa, you shouldn't be mekel. Okay? So let's get that, Halach L'maisa. And the Prichadosh, al pi the Tshuvas Rashba, says it's not a birya. So it's a machlokes in the Rishonim whether an egg with a chick is a birya. The Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shach, they all go with the Rambam that it is, at least the way the Rashba understood them. And the Prichadosh understood the Tshuvas Rashba saying it's not a birya. And the Hachro is, we consider it to be a birya, the Chachmas Odom, the Rosh Hashulchan, the Kafachan, they all paskin, Beis Efroch is considered to be a birya. Now what about with blood? A blood spot. So the Mari ben Chaviv says it's a birya, and the Beis Yosef is in the Berek Abayis. You know, there's also a Berek Abayis the Beis Yosef wrote, and the Shach say it's not a birya because it's lo hiskoba achias. It didn't start like that. And the Hachro is, or the Kavachaim, the Rosh Hashulchan, that it's not considered to be a birya. Okay? It's not considered to be a birya. So we're makel that if it has a blood spot, we don't consider that to be a birya. Okay? He says, "Beishish, but tipas dam abishir adam b'makom ha'osur b'vaday dina kama beisef roch b'kama lo avi birya the dain ain b'chias." Okay, it wasn't born like that. A dain ain b'chias. It's not living. It's not living. So the egg lemaisa that has the blood spot is not considered to be what? Is not considered to be. It has no chias, so it doesn't fit that din. Okay, fine. Now lemaisa. Is there any svara, please get this, we talked about this, the water. You know, you have a filter with the New York City water and those bugs come about. If you leave water there for half an hour, so Rav Belsky, Zatzal, thought it was mutter because it's Mayboros. Water that comes through pipes in a pit, he thought the water that comes through pipes, the bugs in there are not asr, halachically. Rav Shechter Shlita held not that way, and therefore their filters all, we have the all use the filters, but that was their machlekes. I remember Shachar saying, how did Rebelsky know that's considered to be made boros? He didn't think that that was necessarily, how did he know it's considered to be made boros? Rebelsky felt that the pipe system was like made boros. That water in pits, and the Gemara says, the bugs in made boros are not bugs. So Shlomo Zalman in the Mincha Shlomo, in the Marut Dura Tinyana, Chelik Beis, in Gimel, Simen Samach Gimel, Dermaska Me'ata, says, Toloyim Sheba'or Hayom Ragil Ena Nir Leklal Einaim. You can't see him with the naked eye. Lo Ifkiu Behen Rabban and Dine Bittel. Varhem Betelim Miad. Lachashikvar Niftaku Keroy Aide Meimelach. As long as you check with salt water, can no go Lifne Abishal. Kol Shkin Lachar Abishal Shalagamri Ein Roan Osom. Once they're cooked, the Efshar Leklal of Orim. So Shlomo Zalman is Mekel Halach Lamaisa. If you cannot see them, Lamaisa, he thought Lamaisa they're okay, and certainly after you cook them. And the Rebbe Avadia Nichavadas Chelik Vav Simon Mem Zayin says Toloim and Imsoim the Mayim of the Perish Ainam Nirim La'ayin Klal El Rakaide Microscope Ain Bam Shum Isser Klal Lo Medivre Teir Lo Medivre Sofrim. Thing is, with that New York City water, you can't see with naked eye after half an hour. Okay, so that's Lamaisa. Let's just finish off Sif Aleph. What is the definition? What is the definition of Gira Nasha? What is it? One second, Zaki. What is the definition? Because we gotta move. What is the definition of Gira Nasha? Ramos Iker Gira Nasha Enol Akaf. It's on the thigh, Bilvad. Fukaroch of Arba Etzbos. It's four Etzbos. Etzbos is this. You know, the pointer finger. Mushalim Mikre Birya. Okay. Mikreshalim Mikre Birya. So the Isser V'Heter says the length of the Gira Nasha, the growth is of a shor gadol is four etzbos, a keves gadol, a lamb, is two etzbos, and by a gedia kid, it's pachos meiroch of gadol, it's less than the width of a gadol, and that's what the Ramah says. Gira Nasha is in on a kapavat keroch of arba etzbos. It's interesting. In the Dark Emotion says shnei etzbos, but keves cotton. But if you look in the Isser V'Heter itself, it says shnei etzbos v'keves gadol. So I want to just point out the rest of the gittim that are on the kaf are not bechlal birya, and if they're in misari, if they're batal, and as to whether it's a suvik, whether it's a gita nasha, then you have to be machmer. It's asim diraisa lechumra v'lo batal. That's what the Yad Yehuda says. So the Prima Gadim says from this after four etzbos for sure, two etzbos v'keves gadol. And pachos mirocha v'agodol is begedi bitle. Okay, so we're talking about a situation that if the shear of arba etzbos and this girl is shalem afshe nechta kashar, as long as you have these four four etzvos left, it's called shalit. That's the chiddush we want to bring out here. That's the chiddush we want to bring out. And one last nekuda on this, and we got to move on, is that the shachar in Sifka and Zion says you use a sinun. So you saw that in the Beis Yosef. If you're dealing with, and this is what the Siftei Das, the Pritar say, let's get it. If you're dealing with a small creature that you need a real thin strainer, halach l'maisa, you cannot matter the rotave through the sinun, l'maisa. Even if you don't find the birya through the sinun, you only can be maker by a birya gedola, because we assume it was nimuach. But a birya ketana, we're afraid you missed it. It went through this misnenis. So l'maisa, you have to what? You have to either matter it only if you caught it, and by a birya gedol, if you did a sinun, you can assume it's okay because nimucha. But a birya ketana, you cannot be makel with doing the sinun halach l'maisa, because we're afraid that what? It went through. Okay. All right. So that finishes up sif aleph here. Kuf simin kuf sif aleph. Let's move on, guys. Now the sif beis. Let's move on to Sif Beis. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you go ahead and you cook lemaisa, if you go ahead and you cook it, let's see Sif Beis. Davar shubir shispashu meheter, imina makiro akol asr, varotiv nosan tam, vimakiro zorko, throw it out. Vacherim varotiv serich shbim shishim kenegdo. Chutz begin anosha, shein tamo osir, deim beginin nosan tam. So he says, by gid anosha we paskin. So machlokes in the Gemara, we pass game gid anosha in time. It's like eights. There's no taste in the gid anosha. It's mamish like eights. And the Gemara paskins like that on Sadi Testament base. It says, ain beginning nosin tam, halacha lomaisa. And Minchaschinuch has a stunning chiddush that there's no heter of shalot derech achilu. And if you put tons of mustard and ketchup on the gid anosha, and it's disgusting, no one would eat it with tons of ketchup. He says it doesn't make a difference. You still will be loken with Edim and Asra, because it's eights. It's not food. It's mamish eights ba'alma. So l'maisa, the mechaber continues, this is al-shmano osir, asarach shishim kenegdo, lahater arotev, fikach yarach in ishbashim gido, imakir zorkar v'chol ashar mutri, mishba shishim kenegd shmano, v'ina makir kol achlich zasuris, v'mishba kenegd shishim kenegd ashumen, mutri arotev, im lav osir, v'im nuach agiv v'ina nikar sarach amkin shishim. So here you have this halacha, lemaisa, of the Shach points out in Sifkat and Zayin. You need shishim keneged the birya when you take it out. That's dafka when the birya is no tenis atam meshubach. But if it's disgusting, like a fly or a bug, Mechaber writes, once you take it out, it's mutter miyad. Mechaber writes in Kuf Zayin Sif Beis. Please get that, because it's nosin tam lefgam. Okay? Dosin Tam Lefgam, and they claim it's Mutter Miyad as soon as you remove the stuff. Now the Shachter in Kuf Zayin Sif Katan Zayin, since many poskim, the Sivhet, the Maran Padova, the Marshal, or Machmir, to require Shishim Keneged the Tam of Dvarim Amusim, you should be Machmir, unless it's a Hefsim Meruba, and therefore you could be make on the Mechaber Ramon, you don't even need Shishim. Okay, but Lamaisa, let's note that. Okay? Now, we paskin ain't beginning no sin tam, but I want you to get this. Shuman agid is asa midrobanan. Remember that? Shuman agid is asa midrobanan. It's only the gid itself, but the fat around there with the Gemara said the fair is midrobanan. The shaila is, Lamais, is it no sin tam or not? The shaila is it no sin tam or not? So that's a major machlekes in the Rishonim. Major machlekes in the Rishonim regarding this. Rashi actually says here on Sadi Testament Beis here in Chulin about the Shuman Agid, despite the fact that it's Nisid Rabbanon, he says you need Shishim. You look at Rashi on Sadi Testament Beis, when the Gemara says Hilchasa, so Rashi Shita Beferish is that the Shuman Agid of the Gid Anosha is no sin tam. And Lamaisa, that's the Shita of what? The Rif also, and the Ramam, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Tur, and the Ran. Yesh B'Shuman Agid no sin tam. Now there is a Shita of the Bach. The Bach claims, actually it's the Rivom. The Bach claims it's the Rivom, Where's the Bach? The Bach is on Sadi Zion Amanaf, Os Aleph there. Sadi Zion Amanaf, Os Aleph, and the Bach, he quotes it to Rivam, Zok the Taisus, Dirmasko Shiny. He says, Va Rivam, Mefarsh Kim, Shuman Gidl, Mitzal, and Rabban, and Gazube, Ato Gid, Kishen Gid Oser, Gambo, Lochmiru. Will a Perush, Lamada Kaimel, and Kaman, and Hemigid Oser, Tama, feeling Spatsu, Lo Oser, Kamoshena Gid Oser. So there's one sheet in Rishonim, this Rivam, that claims the Shuman Agid is not Nosen Tam. Please get that, okay? Obviously, Rov Rishonim are against him, but Lamaisa, I want you to know that Shita and the Hachra Lamaisa of the Shulchan Aruch is Shmano is Asher needs Shishim Keneged the Rotev. He needs Shishim Keneged the Rotev. Now, the Mechaber writes the Yerach that's cooked with the Shuman Agid. We said if the Shishim Keneged the Rotev, Mutar Rotevim Lav, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be usher. Okay? It's considered to be usher. Halach lamais. Okay? It's considered to be usher. So, I just want to point this out. This has a little bit of relevance. The Shach says, Sifkan Ches, not a little bit more. We paskin like Hanan Bishar Surim, the Ramah says. Right? So, this is an Isser Davuk. This is Davik, you should need Shishim Keneged Kol Dechaticha. The Shuman Agid is next to the Gid. So, Lomaisa, you should have to have what? Shishim Keneged the whole Chaticha. Unless the Chaticha itself had Shishim, so the Yerach Nispasha with its Gid, right, shouldn't be Mutter. Because you cooked the whole thing, the Yerach should become the Vela, and the Yerach itself doesn't have Shishim Neged Shmano, and you need the Shishim Neged Kol Yerach. It's not enough Shishim Neged the Shuman. The Ramah should have been Magia here. So he says, you know, he relied on what he said in Siman Ayin Beis. But really, Lamaisa, the Ramah should have been, if I hold Chanan Bishar Yisurim, the Yerach that's Davuka to the Shuman Agid should be awesome. He didn't Davuk. So that's what the Shach says, Lamaisa. Shach in the first Teret says the Ramah, Lamaisa was Machmer. He didn't write the Haggah because he's relying on what he said earlier. But then the Shach gives a second Teret. What's the second Teret of the Shach? That the Gid was chatuch me'ayerach. So since the Gid, the case here is the Gid was cut from the Yerach, so therefore it's not shaykh to say Chanan. It's not shaykh to say Chanan. Okay, that's a second teretz. He's making a hechitimsa that it was cut up, and therefore you wouldn't say Chanan. But you could say a third beer. And the crazy place, he says like this. Let's get it. The whole thing of Shuman Agid is the Rabbanon. The whole thing of Shuman Agid is the Rabbanon, plus the fact that Gid is not Nosen Tam itself. So you put those two together, it's a double whammy. Maybe you don't say Chanan. Now, and also I was thinking, maybe on Issa the Rabbanon you don't say Chanan. Even though we had a Bir Heitev, remember? The Bir Heitev in Siman Sadi Beis says on Issa the Rabbanon you do say Chanan. But the bottom line is that Lamaisu, we had a Bir Heitev in Siman Sadi Beis that says by an Issa the Rabbanon you don't say Chanan. Issa the Rabbanon you do say Chanan, but here maybe it's a little bit different. Here the Shuman Agid is the Rabbanon. The Gid itself is not Nosen Tam. Bless you. Put the two and two together. Maybe don't say Chanan. Maybe on Issa the Rabbanon you don't say Chanan. But even though we said from the Bir Heitev Siman Sadi Beis Sifkot Yud that even Issa the Rabbanon say Chanan. But I want you to get those three biurim. Where is Chanan? Why is Chanan not an issue here? Why is it Shishim only connected what the Shuman Agid? It's davuk to the thing. It's davuk to the Yerach. Okay. Then the last Nakuda here in Sif Beis, let's get to it, is the Gid Anash is Nimuach. We always have stressed, though, as the three scenarios. Be'en, the stuff is Nimuach, and then Tam alone. So what do you do if you have a Gid Anash that's Nimuach? So you have a Gid Anash that's Nimuach, then in Nikar, you need Shishim Kenegdo. So Yaakov and Eli were bothered by yesterday, why you need Shishim Kenegdo this? Why you need Shishim Kenegdo this? Okay, so the Rashba in the Torah Sabbath, the Aruch says all you need is a rove. The Gid Anash is not Nosen Tam, it's Eitz Palma. So they're mamed it on Din Torah. If you're mamed it on Din Torah, so therefore it's Batal Barov.
Maybe Shishim is a formal din.
So the Rashba in the Torah Sabbath, Akatzer, at least the way the Beis Yosef is Masber, says you need it's Batal B'Shishim because the Torah asers it and the Torah asered Eitz, even though it's not Nosen Tam, and asser like a Shari Surim. Similar to what Natanel's saying, and therefore what? In such a case, you should be Balta B'Shishim. Such a case, you should be Balta B'Shishim, not just Balta Barov. The Mechaber holds, Lamaisa, that you need Shishim Kenegdo, You need shishim kenegdo. And the Taz says, Mikra, then we pass it like the tour that it's batel b'shishim. But I want you to get this. If you have a suffix, whether it's batel b'shishim, for example, it got spilled out. And therefore, it's hard for you to, you can't measure it now. You could be mekel. And the pri chadash and the crazy place in Sifkot and Vav are mekel b'shas adchak. But the pri tor is machmer b'shas adchak. And that's what it's mashur from the pri megadim as well. Lamaisa. That's what it's mashur from the pri megadim as well. Halacha lamaisa. So it's interesting that you were asking lamaisa yesterday. You know, Nimuach Agid, it's bottled from being a birya. So why you need Shishim Kenegdo? It's a Dindra Banan, it's eight Baalm, even though it's no town, but the Torah asks it. So Lomaisa is kind of like a low plug, Lomaisa. You have to say that it was kind of like a low plug. Because Lomaisa, even though there's no town, that you need Shishim Kenegdo, that's only considered to be Midra Banan. The Prechadish and the Christmas is Bashas Adchak, you can make it even if there's not Shishim. But the, as I said, the pre-Torah is machmi, you need shishim, and pre-Megadim also, they're machmi that you say you need to have shishim as well. But Lamaisa, there's no nesinus tam, like you guys were asking. So I'm saying it's kind of like a low plug, you have to say, that they always require shishim. Yeah.
Why is there a low plug? Why can't it be that you need shishim? Because you need shishim, then you do it seal time.
Right, but Lamaisa, it's considered, because this is a case, min b'shein omino, right? So you're saying it's min b'shein omino.
Yeah.
So whether there's Nesinus Tam, you can say like Nesanel, okay? I hear when we say from the Rav that it's a formal din, you need a Shir Gadol.
Still, if you do this as a formal din, you need Shishim as a formal din. Tam, there's no din Shishim formally for everything in the world. There's no one in the world
except
the other, the
Eisen,
who needs
Shishim,
right?
Right. This is Nimuach, though. This is Lach Balach. But there's no Nesinus Tam, which is the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, as he wants to say, you know, as Eli's making a good Taina, I mean, there is no Tam here. You know, it is eights, you know? What'd you say, Yitzhak?
Is there a time by Mimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim
Eli's saying there's no sinis tam, echetesh, you should require shishim. But I think it's like a low plug, but you know what I'm saying? Even if you say that formal din, it had to be something lamaisa that, you know, there was, it was min mishin, there was something that's in the sinis tam. There's nothing to start there by gidan asha. So memeli, even if you want to say it by that, maybe you'll say some type of low plug or something like that. That's what I'm thinking. Okay, so that's Sif Beis. Let's go, guys. Sif Gimel. It's late already. Let's go. Kederi Shom Arak Shenofel Shom Biri V'Nevda Asra Kol. You have a beautiful soup, and then a biri gets in there. V'Nevda, the whole thing's Asra. It's Ef Shalahatai De Sinun, the Shach says. You can't use a strainer. Okay? But if you can use a strainer, Gezunter, hey, strain out the soup. And so says the Kafachayim Sifkot Choftes. I'll pee the Rosh, but the Beis Yosef coats, you guys saw it. You asked me yesterday. If you take a little bit of spoon with the kafra ka'ara, you don't find it in there. You can, it's mutter to eat the soup that you take out. Plus the fact that Kafa Chaim writes in Lamed Aleph and Lamed Beis, Sifkot Lamed Aleph, Sifkot Lamed Beis, if you strain the whole soup, you don't find the birya. This is what we had said before, but we said that from the pre-Toar, right? If it's a birya ktana, it's aser. Because maybe you didn't do it well, it's a biri gadola, then you could be mekel. That's what we said from the pre-Toar and the pre-Megadon, the Sif Tedas, Sif Kot, and Zion. Okay, so that's Sif Gimel. Let's go to Sif Dalet. Oh, let's go, guys. Sif Dalet. So it says in the Mechaber, Yerakos Mevusholos, cooked vegetables. Shenim Subem Shlosa Taloyim, HaYerakos Asurim. You find three worms in there, you're done. Avameshlakas Mesananim Mutarim, but Meshlakas, you know what Meshlakas are? Cooked vegetables that are made into a soup. You can strain in Mutar V'chein Basar, a piece of meat, which you got bugs on it, wash it off. You're Chatzenev Yitkenu Mutar, no problem. Oh. So first of all, let's point out, Davka vegetables, you found three worms in after you cooked it. But please get this, fruit, after you even cooked the fruit, there is a din bedikin. So even cooked fruit, compote, right? You know, cooked fruit, you could check it out, lamais, it's only vegetables. Once they're cooked, you're done. Okay? And this is davka, when the worms are found, begufa yarakos. If they're from outside, a mosquito gets in them, you don't have to worry about it. We assume they fell out. Ain lachash the talinin shenaflu. That's only by worms. But he says by ba nemalim, by cockroaches, yesh lachash afmi almasi. The pre-Torah says even if from their outside, you got a problem. Okay? So there's a difference between types of bugs here. A worm and a cockroach. A worm, lemaisa, we will be make of it from the outside. But a cockroach, even from the outside, lemaisa, maybe the heights, they're the heights cockroaches. I don't know. But lemaisa, we make this distinction between what? Between the pre-Torah says this din. Now, I wanted you to, I never tell you this, I didn't tell you this story. My brother, Shlita, I have one brother. He's a professor, he's a great Talmud Chacham. He's a professor of biophysics at Tel Aviv U. And I remember he once told me when he was in YU, he went to a friend's house. So now out of town, he went to a friend's house for Shabbos. And when they were eating the soup Friday night, he noticed that they weren't noodles, they were worms in the soup, in the bowls, on the table, on a Friday night. So he didn't know what to do. And they didn't want to embarrass the Bala boss, you know. On the other hand, every worm you eat, you're over six lavin. No, I'm serious. What do you do in that case? So he said something. He told me he felt terrible. He never went back there ever again, too, because I think the mother felt terrible. But I think he did the right thing. No? I think he did the right thing. So you got to be very careful. Sometimes you have these boxes of noodles that have been in the cupboard for a long time. You have to be very, very careful. So what I want to bring out from here is the following. Okay? I want to bring out here is the following. The Kavachaim also says the fruit you can cook. It seems like the fruit. He also says mushrooms also are considered like fruit. You can check them as well. But what I want to bring out here is the number three. You know, there's a global machlekes all over Shas between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi HaKadosh. What makes a kazaka, three or two? Rav Shimon Gamliel says three. Rabbi HaKadosh says two. We paskel Rav Shimon Gamliel. No doubt, poshup shot. The Taz brings this up. The Rosh and Yavama says we pass them with the two exceptions. What are the two exceptions? By a katlanis. If a woman's widowed twice, the third man should not marry her because we're chayshish that he might die too by marrying her. And number two, if two babies in the family have bled to death because of a mila, then we're chayshish the third baby should not have a mila until he gets much older. Because those are sakonis tofasos cases. So therefore, if you look in the Bach says two worms. He says, that's one of the Jews of Rashba's mashma. That we paskin like Rebbe, Rabbi HaKadosh. And the Taz says his father-in-law, who was the Bach, is correct. That there is a Jew of the Rashba that says two times. But since there's a steer between two Jews, and the other Jew, he says three, must be it's a tos, nufla tos, sulfur in the tshuva. And it shouldn't say Bay's pay, it should say gimel pay. And we paskin like the Rosh says in Yavam, he's holding Rishun Gamliel. Only by katlanis and by the babies are we makel. But I want you to know that the Minchas Yaakov also holds like this, Bach, that two is enough. In Klal Mevav Sifkon Choftez, he's cholek on the Taz, says two and makes a chazaka. So there are some Gedol Achronim that say this. Halach Lamaisa, the Bach and the Minchas Yaakov. But as I said, Halach Lamaisa, the Kafachaim, the Rosh Hashulchan, and Sifkon Yudbeis, and Machri, need three worms to create a chazaka. And the Chidah in the Shirei Brach and the Bechor Shor and the Chidushim and Chulin say that by Surah D'Oraisa you should be Machmer even two times makes a Chazaka. And in Issa D'Rabbani need three. So that's a big Chiddush because normally we generally accept like the Ran, the Shulchan Aruch, the Taz, the Prichadosh, Primigadim, Beishmul, the three Toloyim as what are needed. But that's an interesting Chiluk that the Chidah and the Bechor Shor say that by Surah D'Oraisa you need the what? You need to have two would be enough, and by Yisur the Rabban and three. Okay? Let's just begin a little bit of Kuf Aleph, and then we got to go to Chumash. So we'll finish on time. Let's get this, because we got to keep plugging. Chazar over the weekend, so we got to keep plugging ahead to Kuf Aleph and Kuf Beis, Dover Shishmatirin, and then Dos Talmud Kam, Kuf Gimel. We got to keep plugging. Let's begin this topic of Chatik Ruli Ischabed. Very, very interesting topic, Lamaisa. One other Nakuda before we mention, I just wanted to mention this whole discussion about Birya Lobotel. You know, we didn't really pin down, is it Dafka in a situation of Min Bimino or even Min Mishaino Mino? So, no doubt the Ramah already said it, the Ramah already says, Lamaisa, in Kuf Aleph Sivav, Ein Chiluk Bein Beminu Bein Mishalo Bemino. Okay? Kind of like the Mechaber just said in Siv Dalin, by Toloim Birakos, obviously that's Mim Shein Omino. And he's still saying Lo Batal. So that's another thing you glean from Siv Dalin. But I want you to get this, that there is an Isser Veheter that is Medame Birya and Ruya Lechatichel Yischabed to Dabar Shish Lamatirin. What does that mean? Dabar Shish Lamatirin is only Bimin Bimino. So also Birya Lechatichel Yischabed. Please get that Isser Veheter. We don't accept the Ladina, but there is a sheet of the Isser Veheter that holds like this. Okay, we don't accept it, but Lamaisa, I want you to know it. Okay? Let's begin the Chaticha Ruli Yischabed, and then we got to get to Chumash. And that is the following. We have a Mishnah on Sarivavim Beis. We learned it. Nechein Chaticha Shul Nevela, Chaticha Shul Dag, Tomish Spasim Chaticha's Bizban Shem Akirim, the Nois and Tam. Mivlav Kulan Zur Verote, the Nois and Tam. Frek the Gemara Vidibata Beruba, Chaticha Ruli Yischabed, Shiny Chaticha Ol Ruli Yischabed, Lbal Lifnei Orchim. There's such a concept of what this is, our Valtika Shtickle, to be a Mechabed, a guest. Just want you to note the Mishnah of Arzara or Jake, you're familiar, Ben, you should know from the Kailal also. The Eil Mishnah says, we learned in Avodazara, Eilu Asun Losu Mechkolshu, Yayin Nesech, Vavodas Kochav, Oris Levuvin, Shoranisko, Aglarufa, Sipari Mitzurah, Saranazar, Petah Hamor, Ubasu Mechalov. Says the Gemara there in Avodah Zarah. What does it say in Ayin Dalam and Aleph? Amar Reb Chiya Bar Abba Mesim Reb Yitzchak Nafka Aitana Tartalei Islei Davar Shebeminim Yisuri Ana. Now Davar Shebeminim for our purpose is the same thing as Chatuch Reli Yischabed. In order to ask us something, Lamaisa, in 1,000 or more than 1,000, in 1,000,000, you need two conditions. What are they, Eli? What are they? Davar Shebeminim and what else? Yisuri Ana. Based on this, it's Masha from the Rif, Halach Lamaisa, that a Chaticha Ru'uyel Yischabed is only Asur Bahana, Afilu Belvla, must be Asur Bahana. If it's Mutter Bahana, it's Batal. What do you do with our Mishnah Chulin? Our Mishnah Chulin is talking about a Dag Tomei and a Nevela, which are Mutter Bahana. What do you do with it? What does the Beis Yosef say? Machloikis and Sugyas. Machlokes and sugyos between Mishnah and Chulin and Avodah Zarah. We were zeichet from Hakadosh Baruch Hu to learn Chulin and Avodah Zarah. You're supposed to learn it all in 1 year. It's all issue of the heter, Chulin and Avodah Zarah together. Here you have a machlokes between two sugyos, and the Rif says Chaticha Yischabed is only what when it's asura ba'ana. That's why he doesn't quote this din. Halach lemaisa. That's what the Beis Yosef says. And the Meiri, I wanted you to see. Did you see the Meiri? And Kuf Petas in the Amudim. He says, only if it's good enough for who? For the, who should it be good enough for? Netanyahu. We mentioned Netanyahu. If it's good enough for Netanyahu, Lamaisa, it's Mechubad. Lamaisa, it's Mufla. No political, there's no political statements. So I mentioned the Prime Minister of Eretz Yisrael, right? Now, I don't want to get into politics about America. So we mentioned Netanyahu. This is mechubit for him. That's a chatik ruli schabit. If it's not mechubit for Netanyahu, it's nothing. Halacha lemaisa. It would be potel b'shishim. So you must get those two shittas. Please get them. They're collector's items. The Rif and this Meiri. Limits the whole scope of chatik ruli schabit greatly. Okay? We don't accept these two collector's item shittas. We hold like the Rambam. Halacha lemaisa. We hold clearly like the Rambam. Rambam has this din of Chaticha Ruli Yischabed Lefnei Orchim Lo Betelo Liolam Shayach Bechol Yisuri Achilu. That's the Shitas of Rambam, without a doubt, Lamaisa. And the Rambam holds it doesn't have to be special, doesn't have to be Yisuri Hana. This is the Rambam Shita, Perek Tet Zayin, Olach Avav Inuchos Ma'acholos Asuris. This is the Shita of the Rambam. And that's the way we hold. The Shulchan Aruch holds like Rov Shitas. Now one Nakuda, and then we got to get to Chumash. I know it's late already. Okay. Just want to get to the one Nakuda, and that is, did you notice he says, Vafilim hi asurabana? Kevin Shin, what does that mean? Afilim im hi asurabana? Chatichu lishchabe kebiri, afilim babalda, afilim asurabana. What does it mean? Afilim asurabana? What does that phrase mean? Meaning, even if it's asurabana, We still call it Ruhi L'Shabbat Lefnei Orchim. If it's Asubana, how is it Ruhi L'Shabbat? No Orach can eat it. You know what I'm saying? It means if it would become Batal, it would be Mutter and be Ruhi L'Shabbat. That's what it means. That's a simple touch of the Mechaber. Okay, you follow what I'm saying? If it would be Batal, it would be Mechubin to be, to Mechabit someone. So Lamaisa, that's what the Pshat means. And the Pretor says, even if the Chatich will be nullified, it doesn't have to be Mutter L'Kol HaOlam. It can be Mutter for the guy that it was Usher for. For example, Chatich of Pigul or Nosar get mixed together. That's only Mutter for Kohanim. That's considered to be Chatich Ruhi L'Shabbat. That's enough. Okay, we'll pick it up from here. Let's go to Chumash. Real quickly. Keep Chazer. You know, it's very glaring. This week's parsha is called Pinchas. What's so glaring? Who took over from Moshe Rabbeinu? In this parsha, Yoshua. No? Such a shtuch to Pinchas, no? Last week's parsha, the end of stories with Pinchas, begins with Pinchas giving Bris Shalom. The parsha is called Pinchas. And it's right smack in the middle. Who takes over? Not Pinchas, Yoshua. That begs from us a Hesber. What's pshat? So I want to suggest the following. Pinchas obviously was a tremendous tzaddik, kadosh, but he was a kenai. A kenai cannot be a leader of Klal Yisrael, or at least a supreme leader. Obviously he was a leader. But you must be Bishvil Hazav. He had a certain notion to him of Kina, not Kina of zealotry, Kina and the Kina Lashem. And to be an extremist, Lamaisa, you cannot be the manik of Klal Yisrael. And I think that's what the Abish is trying to tell us. Gufa in this week's parsha, not that he wanted Shtuch Pinchas. He wanted to say, for leadership, you have to try to be balanced. There are certain people that are Kanoi and Lashem like Pinchas. And he did it. He killed Bilam. He killed Zimri and Cosby. Next week's parsha, he kills Bilam. He's a tzaddik, unbelievable. But to be the Melech, Yoshua had a din Melech. That Lamaisa, he couldn't be. And that's why Gufa Davisher is saying that you need what? You need to have Yoshua lead, and the smich will begin from Moshe to Yoshua in our parsha, in the parsha called Pinchas, to hit home this concept. And what is the Netziv, right? You take a look on the parsha in Mikdavra, what's smich all about? It's siyata d'shmaya, that the Rebbe is giving smicha to the Talmud. I want you to have siyata d'shmaya when you paskin, when you give eitzes to people. When you say Ma'ariv, guys, when you daven Ma'ariv Hashkivenu, v'taknenu v'eitze tova, right? We should have great kavanah when you got to give eitzes to someone, or when you got to seek out eitzes. We're both ways. You should have siyata d'shmaya, that when you give the eitzes or when you seek out the eitzes, you're asking the Rebbe that understands your situation. And someone that is what? A shvil hazahav, that's not an extremist, is roy to be the manig Yisrael, is roy to be the melech. And we all are leaders in our all lives. God willing, you'll get married, Lamaisa. Noah with his wife, Lamaisa. Jake with your wife. You guys, Bez Hashem, will get married on Zoom. Ben, you're already married. Other guys will get married, Bez Hashem. You're a leader in your family, to your kids, to your wife. Everyone is a leader. And you have to remember that the Shvil Azav is the mantra. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I cannot choose Pinchas. I have to choose Yoshua. What's a raya of mine? Pinchas, such a tzaddik. Later on, in Navi, with Yiftach, you know, I think it wasn't after a few weeks ago, Yiftach, you know the story with Yiftach? You know, there's a whole dossier. Why didn't he matter the netter? Pinchas was the kohen. He felt Yiftach should come to him. Yiftach felt the kohen should come to him. Pinchas was a tzaddik, kadosh, but Moshe, why couldn't one of them, you know, they couldn't figure it out? Either the daughter was makrived or she was put alone for so long. It's got to be based on Shvil Hazav, guys. We cannot be an extremist. You'll say, I'm not the leader of Klal Yisrael, but everyone is a leader in every degree. Everyone would be a Rebbe. it will be a rav, you'll be a leader. And even if not, unless you're a leader in your home, that requires the Shvila Zav. That's the way to do Avodas Hashem. There are exceptions like Pinchas, but for the general public of Klal Yisrael, that's what we need to do. Okay, everyone have a good Shabbos. I'm sorry, it was 5 minutes over. Okay, I will continue Bez Hashem on Monday, guys. Monday, Bez Hashem.
Rebbe?
Yeah, go ahead.
Rebbe, where Rebbe quoted a Tosafot Akiva Eger on Chul in the Mishnayos?
It's in the Mishnayos on Daf Yud Gimel.
Daf
Yud Gimel? Daf Yud Gimel, the Mishnayos is Tosafot Akiva Eger, yeah. That's how it works with the Isser Essay. Tosafot is obliged by Akasha by us in Sadifot, by Reb Shimon. So we're saying Reb Shimon doesn't hold a period. Reb Shimon doesn't hold a period.
Right.
It's Kemach. Kemach is not Birya. I thank you for bringing that. Can I have it over Shabbos? Or?
Sure.
I think I might have it at home somewhere, but let me look. Okay, I haven't had a chance.
Shabbos,
good Shabbos. Great to see you.
Could I ask a question?
Eggs?
I don't know how much.
Oh. In the bag? Where's the bag? In the fridge?
In the back.
Oh, we left the eggs out. I would have put it in the fridge. I'm sorry.